Welcome to Don't Be Scared, the podcast, where we help you navigate the sometimes scary world of science careers. I'm the host, Dr. J. Nice to meet y'all. Let's get started on today's episode. In this episode, I'm going to share my experience in navigating graduate school. So I'm going to give y'all some tips, some tricks, and some strategies in this episode that can potentially help y'all out. From identifying goals to thinking about that money. Y'all know it's expensive. This is your episode. At the end of the day, I just want to provide value to help y'all make an informed decision. Supporting y'all. So, take out a notebook. Hopefully y'all take some notes. And let's get this started. All right, y'all. So today's episode is all about grad school. In this case, as far as we got to talk about the decisions. It's that time of the year, you know what I'm saying, where you got to get to thinking about where you're going to be next semester or what you're going to do next semester, especially for y'all who are graduating in this same year. You know what I'm saying? So this is especially for those thinking about graduate school. This episode is dedicated to you. So a couple of different things I just want to talk about today, y'all, is that let's just talk about before we even get into the episode, just why graduate school is important. I always get this question a lot from a lot of different students or people considering graduate school. Some of my LBs be hitting me up. It's like, hey, I'm thinking about grad school. Can you write me a letter? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my LBs, man. But yeah, you know, graduate school is a very important decision because there's so many factors. But the key thing, just to break this down as a quick reason why it's important, is because most of the time, usually, I would say usually, it's going to help with your career. You know, because what I think of, you got undergraduate school and then you got graduate school. Undergraduate school is like that thing that everybody goes to at this point. Everybody probably going to try undergrad if it's at a community college, a state school, private school, whatever the case is. Everybody's probably going to try undergrad. But when you go to graduate school, that's a little bit different, right? Because now you got to think about, oh, dang, this is more time. This is more money, right? This is a lot more, you know what I'm saying? It's probably going to be, if not harder, than undergraduate school. So that's the reason why it's such an important decision when you're thinking about going to graduate school, right? But the key thing, like I said, is that graduate school can probably help your career. If you're thinking about getting that master's or if you're thinking about getting your PhD, right? These new degrees, right? These new paper degrees are going to help you be more qualified for that position that you're going for. So that leads me to my first thing I want to cover is let's think about the goals. Okay, we have to think about our goals as far as why are you even thinking about going to graduate school? Okay. So a goal, a couple goals, let me see. So a couple of goals that y'all could think about is, okay, is the reason why you're going back or going to graduate school to get more experience in the area? Are you trying to become an expert in the area? Are you getting a graduate degree because you know a particular career you want to pursue? Or are you just trying to get a graduate school degree just to, you know what I'm saying, thinking about? Or are you trying to just get a grad school degree because you like this topic? So you just want to learn more about it, right? You got the time to do that. Shout out to you. You got the time to do that, you know, doing this for fun. But yeah, those are some things that you definitely have to think about, man, is identify your goal. So for instance, with me, I'm just going to be, I'm very transparent as far as, like I said, this is my experience when I went to graduate school, you know, and how I was thinking about graduate school. But for me, one of the main reasons why I decided to go back to graduate school after I got my degree in chemistry, was, people might say for vanity reasons, but you know, I wanted to be called a doctor straight up. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, wouldn't Dr. Johnson sound nice? Like, what? What's your name? Well, my name is Dr. Johnson. Nice to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Just as a vanity reason like that. But you know, it was a reason. It was a why. It was important for me to go this route is because I was actually exposed to someone in my family who had a degree. Now, mind you, this was my grandfather, and unfortunately, he died when I was younger in my life. But I didn't realize that he had a graduate degree. You know, when he died so young, I never got a chance to ask him these type of questions. But when people, when I would go around with him, you know what I'm saying, people refer to him as Dr. English. I, at that time, had no idea what type of doctor he was or anything like that. But I just knew that people didn't call him what I called him, which was Dada. You know, people would only refer to him as, everybody, this is Dr. English. Now, he wasn't a medical doctor or anything like that. He had his PhD. And that was just crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I'm talking to referring to him as his doctor. You know what I'm saying? So that just kind of blew my mind thinking back on it as I talk to y'all today. But yeah, thinking about your why, know your goals, right? Know your particular goals. You know what I'm saying? Know the reason why you're going to do this, because it's some things that are going to come with this. So that leads me to my next, the next step that you want to consider is you need to research your school. Okay, research all the potential schools that you're thinking about. I had a student come up to me. And ask me, you know what I'm saying, what should we do? You know what I'm saying? When I'm looking at these schools, how should I look at these schools? What particular are we looking for, right? And especially now, I always say, hey, research the schools earlier on in the semester. You don't want to wait till the end of the semester. You got to research the schools early on in the semester. For instance, because that's the best time. Some of the deadlines might pass for certain schools, especially if you're in the spring semester and you started. In this case, it might be a little too late for some of these schools, depending on the type of program you're trying to get into. But you got to start early. So to be honest, if you start the school year off thinking about that grad school, that's even better. But here are a couple of different things to think about. When you're researching those schools for graduate school, for instance, when I was looking at schools, I was thinking about, okay, what's the reputation that that school got, right? What does that school have? But also, not only the school, you got... I'm saying that was a timer, excuse me, y'all. But not only the school, but you have to think about the program that you're trying to apply to. So when it comes to the applying to graduate school, you're going to have to apply to the school first, and then you're going to have to apply to the program. So you can get into the school, but it doesn't mean you're going to get in the program. Or the program might want you, but the school don't want you at the same time. So you got to get into both when applying to these places. So you got to think about that, right? The reputation. Is this program known to produce high value scholars, right? Is this school known to help their students out with all of their resources? You got to think about these different schools when you're applying, you know what I'm saying, when you're applying to these different places. Another thing that I would think about is as far as funding and scholarships when going to research these schools. Look at the different funding and scholarships that they have, right? Do they have teaching assistant positions? Do they have research assistantships that can help you with your funding your way through your graduate school life? As well as, I tell this to everybody, yo, look at the faculty of the program that you're trying to get into, straight up. You could love the school, but you could love this school. Let me say that. You could love your dream school. And then you go to that place and then you look at the faculty, and the faculty are not your dream faculty, right? You don't see a dream advisor. But you could go to another school, right? And you don't really care for the school, but the faculty is amazing. The people that were in that group have gone on to do great things. You know what I'm saying? So that's a key thing, is the quality of the faculty. As well as, and then the last, and probably you could argue, well, before I get to that, think about the location of school, of course. You know what I'm saying? Think about where it's located. If you know that you don't like the snow, don't go to a place where it snows two-thirds of the year, right? You don't want to go to that place for graduate school. You got to think about your mental health, as well as, are you even going to like that environment, right? Don't go, if you know that you don't like a certain state, why are you trying to go to graduate school in that state? All right, let's just be honest with ourselves. Don't do that. And then lastly, think about the research opportunities. So in this case, for my science people, if you know that you like a certain particular type of science, for instance, let's say that you like organic chemistry and you want to do organic chemistry research, but you are thinking of a school that has no organic chemistry faculty. Think about, right, as you're researching this, this is the first step in graduate school research. Think about that when you're applying to that school and program, right? Why would you apply to a school and program if you like organic chemistry, but there are no organic chemistry faculty at that school? I'm going to just straight up tell you, either you're going to switch to a new type of science or you need to pick a different school. All right, straight up. So these are a couple different things that you guys can think about when you're researching your potential schools. Another thing to consider is visit the school. Like, visit, go to the school. After you do your initial research, right, of the different things I just told you to look at, you need to go to the school. It's very helpful to visit the school because you're going to learn a lot of different things just being in that environment. It's going to give you a better sense of how that campus is, the facilities that you'll have, the resources that are available for you, and then the atmosphere of the school, the department, etc. So I will highly suggest visiting the school. When I look back on my time applying for graduate school, a big factor that actually helped me decide my decision was visiting the school. Ask the graduate coordinators at that school or program that you're going to, are you able to visit the school? There's a chance, depending on the type of school, that they might say yes. And here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing, especially for the people going to graduate school in the sciences. They are willing to pay for your trip to go and visit that school. Once again, most likely they are going to be willing to pay for you to go to that school and visit. I remember when I went to visit the school that I actually ended up being at, Louisiana State University, Go Tigers, that, you know, they pay for everything. I didn't have to pay for nothing. They pay for my meals. They paid for my hotel. They paid for my travel. I was just there going around and meeting people at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So definitely don't be scared to ask that question. Hey, I would love to come visit your school. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to call the person, email the person, whatever. Is there any way that you could help me get to your school to meet the faculty and see your program? Please ask that question to every single school you're thinking of doing. Visit the schools. Okay. As well, there's this one thing there. Here's a little gem. Here's a science tip for all the carbon crew out here. Here's a tip, y'all. Talk to the graduate students at that school. That's the biggest tip I can give you for visiting your school. Talking to the professor, the faculty, that's going to be great and cool. You know what I'm saying? They are, of course, going to give you some fluff. You might have the ones that might be real with you. But you know what I'm saying? They here to recruit. And if you are a potential talent, they're going to try to recruit you. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the graduate students. So, you know what I'm saying? Talk about their experience, right? What was it like when you was in... or in this case, talk to a first year graduate student and then talk to a senior graduate student. That's what I could tell y'all to do. You're going to hear from the first year's student's experience because they're newer to the program. So usually things have changed. And then talk to that fourth or fifth year student who is either close to graduating or like a year away, you right? To where it's like, okay, they've been through the program. They about to be done. What was they experience like, right? And then here's another thing that I will recommend to you. Talk to someone with your social identity in that program. So for instance, when I went to these schools, I don't know if it was by, you know, they were just setting up that way or whatever, but I was talking to Black people because I'm Black and I wanted to see what it's like for a Black student in this graduate program. Because let me tell you, every experience is different. Every vibe of a program is going to be different, and that vibe can impact your experience. So, of course, I was talking to all the students that were willing to talk to me when I came to this visit. White people, rich people, poor people, all from different social economic statuses. But, of course, I wanted to talk to somebody with my social identity, right? Somebody coming from the places that I came from, saw the things that I saw, you know what I'm saying? How is graduate school for them? Because that's a good indicator of how you're going to be treated in that program, right? So I will highly suggest doing that for those visiting the school. But once again, I can't stress that enough. Go visit the school because that's going to give you the whole vibe if you trying to mess with that school or not. Next thing, and this is probably the thing that everybody thinks about the most when it comes to graduate school, is finances. You got to consider your finances for sure when you're thinking about these different schools. Because at the end of the day, everybody, I don't care what everybody's saying, you know what I'm saying? All the entrepreneurs and stuff like that, I love them. This is an investment in your life, you know what I'm saying, with this financial decision that you're going to make when going to graduate school. You are investing in yourself at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So you want to take this money, which most of the time, you know what I'm saying, for the people that's listening, if you got it, you got it. But for most of the time, you don't got that money to pay for that huge investment outside, you know what I'm saying, of the couple little money that you might get from your parents or a couple different scholarships, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever you got. But I'm just saying it's a big amount of money that you're going to have to pay for. So you have to think about this as an investment. It's an investment opportunity, right? Because at the end of the day, what are you doing? You're investing in yourself, okay? So you're investing in yourself. That's what people always forget, I feel like, when it comes to like grad school or anything like that. Don't think of it as a hassle, right? Because you are deciding to do this. So think of this as an investment. You are investing in your future, okay? And depending where you go, that's going to impact it, right? So a couple different things to consider with this investment. Think about the tuition costs, right? That's the first thing. If you're in-state, out-of-state, that's going to make a huge impact on your tuition, right? As you might not know, or if you do know, if you're in-state tuition, if you were in undergrad or grad school, it's always going to be cheaper, okay? If you go out-of-state, that's where tuition goes crazy. It goes crazy for out-of-state students. Some cases, I've seen instances where the tuition for an out-of-state student is three times as much as an in-state, okay, person. So think about that. Now, I will say this. Do not let tuition stop you from your dream school, right? If you live in some state and you know your dream school is in a whole different state, or you want to go visit that state and have fun in that state, do not let tuition stop you. You know what I'm saying? Please do not let tuition stop you. There's always a way. There's a workaround. You know what I'm saying? There's an advisor. There's somebody over in the school who can think of ways to get you in that school as well. So tuition. Tuition is one thing to consider. Another thing to consider, your living expenses. All right. Think about how much it's going to cost for you at that school. Because, you know, depending where you're going to go, it's going to be expensive. So if you go somewhere else south, you know what I'm saying, Georgia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, Texas, it's probably going to be a little bit cheaper compared to if you go out east or on the coast, you know what I'm saying? So you got to think about your living expenses. How much is it going to cost me to survive? You know what I'm saying? And then let's talk about funding and scholarship opportunities that can be available to you at this particular school. Like I mentioned before, but let's talk about this a little bit more in detail right now. So if they have a teaching assistantship for you, right, where essentially that is like, for instance, you are going to be teaching a lab for a semester or two or however long or duration you're in the program. And because you teach that science lab, right, your tuition will be covered, right? And then they might give you some stipend. Most likely, especially if you're in the sciences, they will give you a stipend for your living. Which, once again, that's why I say, you know, this comes full circle. You got to think about all three of these things: tuition costs, living expenses, and then the funding or scholarship or fellowship opportunities at that school. All right. So if you're teaching or if you are somebody who is prepping the lab, or if you can think of another position where you're in office and you're able to have an office position in this case. So like for me, finances were a huge thing. So I decided to go out of state for graduate school. And like I said, my tuition was three times as much as people from in-state. However, I came and went to graduate school on a fellowship. So for my first two years in graduate school, because I was there for a total of four. So for my first 2 years, it was totally free. In that fellowship, I was able, right, what did it cover? It covered my tuition. So it covered that three times tuition as an in-state person. It also gave me a stipend. In this case, my fellowship, my stipend was a little bit higher than the common graduate fellowship that was offered at my school. It was higher than I was making the most with that stipend compared to my third and fourth year. And then also think about funding. For instance, like I mentioned, if you know specifically what advisor you want to talk to or go to, ask them about funding opportunities. A lot of these different research professors might have some funding available that might be able to provide funding for you for 1 to 2 years, or depending on the professor you get, he or she might have enough money to where they could pay for you all of your entire duration in graduate school, just depending. So yeah, you got to consider these different things when it comes to your finances, because it's such a big investment you're making and you don't want to make the wrong decision at the same time. So definitely think about these different things when it comes to finances, y'all, because it's important. It's very important. But like I mentioned, you know what I'm saying? Think about the fellowships that are out there. Think about if you're in undergrad school right now, think about different fellowships. In this case, like I had a bridge fellowship to where if I decide to go to a school that has the same program, that's how you can get fellowships like that. So definitely ask around. If y'all would like to know more about these different things, just let me know. I could definitely shoot out an episode particularly about that. But yeah, man, finances is key. And it's definitely a huge, huge part of a decision that you're going to make when it comes to choosing graduate school, the right program for you. So once you have all the information, the finances, after you potentially visit the school, after you research the school, right, you talk to different people, you know what the school's about, you got a vibe, and then you know at the end of the day, right, what is your goal? You know your why. You know why you even want to go to graduate school. Now it comes to this. You got to make a decision, right? Because now that you've got all this information, right, and you have all the facts, you have everything you need, right? Make a decision. Make it, choose it, whatever. Because this is everything that you did before. You researched everything before, and now you made a decision, right? And now, not only that, you have all this information, so you're not going to make a whim of a decision. You're going to make an informed decision, right? You're going to make an informed decision as far as where you want to see, right, your future self be, right? So this decision needs to align with the goals that you have established and identified to the very first thing we did, right? So you are going to align your decision with those goals. And then also, you want to align your decision with the values of that school that you are going to go to, right? Because like I said, the vibe, right? If you feel like the vibe is off, you don't want to go to that school, right? Even if it could be good with your goals at the end of the day, all right? You got to think about both these different things, right? I've seen different cases. I know different people that had went to a school because of, it's going to help them with their goals, but it did not match their values. So fortunately for them, their time in their program was terrible, right? But then I've seen people where the school matched their values, but guess what? It didn't help them for their goals when they finished, right? So you got to make sure that there's a balance between the two, right? To where it's going, your decision that you make aligns with your goals for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Yourself, you know what I'm saying? But also it values with where you want to see yourself, and then it matches your vibe at the end of the day. Because, you know what I'm saying, this is a big decision. You know what I'm saying? Most likely for the science people, what it say? The average for a PhD now is like 5.5 years. That's the national average, 5.5 years. So you're going to essentially going to give 5 years of your life. If you know what I'm saying, now when you get there, that's a whole nother thing, you know what I'm saying? This is just a beginning, y'all. But yeah, you're going to potentially get 3 to 5 years, you know what I'm saying, for the people out there to do it in three to five, or let me rephrase it, 3 to 7 years, depending, you never know. But you're going to give a certain amount of time in your life to this decision, as well as you're going to have to make a significant financial decision as well. So please do not take this decision lightly for when it comes to thinking about grad school, right? Key thing here is that you got to do your research, you got to do your due diligence, okay? You got to definitely go about this in a correct and right way, okay? Because at the end of the day, you are making this decision. Your mama ain't making this decision. Your daddy ain't going to make this decision. Your guardian ain't going to make this decision. Your boyfriend ain't making this decision. Your girlfriend. You know, I could go on. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else is going to be making this decision. You making this decision for yourself, okay? So, if you definitely got value, please, let me know. But if you felt like this helped you in your decision-making process, please let me know. Comment, please. Please, I'm just interested. What schools are you even thinking about going to? And take it a step further, did you get into that place after considering these different things here? Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Scared. We hope you found this discussion valuable, helpful, and informative. You can reach us through our website, social media, or by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. 5 stars, y'all. And don't forget to check out our resources and services at Don't Be Scared, where we help organizations and individuals engage with science and pursue their dreams in the field.